Welcome to VoiceOver Experts, brought to you by Voices.com, the number one voiceover marketplace. VoiceOver Experts brings you tips, pearls of wisdom, and techniques from top instructors, authors, and performers in the field of voiceover. Join us each week to discover tricks of the trade that will help you to develop your craft and prosper as a career voiceover talent. It's never been easier to learn, perform, and succeed from the privacy of your own home, at your own pace. This is truly an education you won't find anywhere else. Now for our special guest,
Graham Spicer.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Interview Style VoiceOver Experts podcast with Edge Studio's new Managing Director, Graham Spicer. Founder and CEO of Edge Studio, David Goldberg, recently announced that they are expanding their team in preparation for a continued growth at his voiceover education facility and production studio, and Graham Spicer is their new Managing Director. Graham brings 25 years of experience in marketing, strategic planning, business development, and operations management in companies from small startups to multi-billion dollar global corporations. And he's also a working voice actor. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on Graham Spicer today. Welcome, Graham.
Hello. Thank you very much for letting me speak with you today.
So for those of you that aren't familiar with Edge Studio, can you please explain to everybody what exactly Edge Studio does and what they can offer to a voiceover talent?
Absolutely. Edge is actually three different businesses kind of wrapped up into one. And most people think of us first and foremost for education. And yes, we are, I guess, arguably the largest or best known education organization for voice actors in North America. And we have 26 different coaches who are all working voice actors, and we do webinars and teleconferences and one-on-one coaching sessions. It's all part of what it is that we offer from an educational standpoint. But we're also a full-service production facility, and that we have, you know, working studios in New York, in Los Angeles, in Atlanta, in Washington, in Connecticut. There's one I'm missing. I can't remember where it is because I haven't been there yet. But we do actually, we are actually producing stuff every day, whether it's commercials or audiobooks or web videos, etc. And which is pretty cool because it means we hire the talent that we train. So it kind of goes full circle. And the third part of the business is, I guess, something that, you know, your listeners will be amongst the first to hear, and that is that we have recently brought George Whittam on board. George, if you're not aware, is the, you know, kind of VO studio tech guy to the stars in Los Angeles. His you know, kind of claim to fame, well, he services anyone who's a big name in Los Angeles, but his claim to fame was that he was the recording engineer for Don LaFontaine in the last 3 or 4 years of Don's career. So George is an incredibly valuable asset. So we now have this whole third business area of being able to assist people with their home recording needs.
Sounds very exciting. You guys have a lot of exciting plans coming up in the future. So in your own personal opinion, what do you feel makes Edge Studio unique from any other coaching facility?
I think that one of the key differentiators for us from, you know, other coaching facilities is that we do run, you know, productions every day. We're a full service production house. So yes, it gives us an opportunity to hire those students we train, but also it ensures that we are always up to date, always up to speed on what the latest trends in the, you know, what's happening right now in Los Angeles when it comes to commercial reads. Are they more casual? Are they less casual? What's happening in New York? We understand those things because we're immersed in it every day. So that's one thing. The other thing is that every one of our coaches are working voice actors. So they know what the students go through on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, none of them make their living full-time as coaches, and we like it that way. And we purposely go out of our way to ensure that you know, those are the kind of people we're bringing on board.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your new role with Edge Studio as their managing director and tell us how this came to be?
Well, I've run into David off and on over the last 3 or 4 years. In fact, I still remember going to the studios in New York on a visit I was making to that city 3 years ago, and I sat with David and paid him my, I can't remember how much it was at the time, for a critique of my demo. So I've always been aware of Edge. The other thing is that I used to travel a fair amount in previous jobs. I used to travel for work and often found myself in New York and in need of a recording studio. So I would usually use Edge if I needed a studio in order to, you know, either bang off an audition or to actually have a phone patch or Source Connect session. So David and I have kind of been aware of each other for a while. I had actually been doing some work with George Whittam, and it was kind of in the negotiations back and forth between VO Studio Tech, George Whittam's organization, and Edge, that I got to know David a little better and he got to know me a little better. And I think that he recognized I bring a unique set of skills in that, yeah, I'm a working voice actor, so that I get the business and I go out of my way to network and to get involved in what's going on in the community. And because community is a very important thing to David and to Edge. But I also had this whole other life. I had, you know, 25 years of corporate experience in senior marketing roles, in strategic planning roles. I teach advertising research and strategic planning at the university level in Toronto. I do that on a part-time basis. So I had the right perspective, I had the right context, but I also had this whole different set of skills that David thought would be a good fit with where he wanted to take the organization. The Edge has been growing, Edge has been growing incredibly strongly over the past couple of years. It started from David and one or two other people 3 or 4 years ago, and now we've got 26 coaches and all these facilities. So it takes a different skill set now in order to keep this operation growing at the kind of level that we want it to.
So since you have about 25 years of experience in marketing and strategic planning and business development, can you share with everyone how you've applied these skills to your voiceover career?
Yeah, I think that what many aspiring voice actors forget is that the performance side of what it is that they want to do for a living is only a small percentage of the total roles that they have to play. Yes, they have to be a good actor, no doubt about it, but they also need to be a recording engineer, they need to be an accountant and bookkeeper, they need to be a successful entrepreneur, they need to understand taxes and other governmental kind of things whatever area it is that they live. And we get excited because that's the kind of people that we are. You know, we're all creative people. This is an opportunity for us to express our creativity. And that's what draws most people to voiceover. We just need to make sure that the business side's being handled as well, running a small business. And that's what every voiceover actor does. So I've certainly been able to bring a lot of my background in contract law, in human resources management, in strategic planning, as we'd mentioned earlier, in just corporate management, that all which has been beneficial to me as a voice actor, and I think will be part of what makes me useful to the Edge team.
So for somebody that is looking to get started in voiceovers, because you are a working actor yourself, what advice can you give to someone that is just looking to break into voiceovers?
I think the key thing that I've learned now that I'm about 5 years into this business is, And I'm going to say this, it's going to sound self-serving, but it's not, because if you ask anyone who knows me, I've been saying this long before my affiliation with Edge, is that I strongly recommend that you spend a tenth of the money on equipment that you would like to, and spend 10 times the money that you first think about spending on training. I think that a really great performance in a $100 mic is always going to win an audition over a mediocre performance into a $3,000 Neumann. Spend your time, your effort, and your resources on training. Get better at the craft.
So because you've been a working voice actor for numerous years now, what trends are you seeing in the voiceover industry?
I think that the digitization of everything is changing all of our lives. The same thing that happened when, you know, no one sends handwritten letters anymore. In fact, no one sends emails anymore. My 15-year-old daughter now tells me, no, emails aren't even cool. I mean, everything has to be done via text. I email my daughter, and she told me that, well, I only check emails once a week, Dad, on Mondays, because that's when I get my work schedule. It's emailed to me. So everything has become digital. Like the days of Don LaFontaine being in his limo, the famous limo rides, and going from studio to studio to studio all over Los Angeles and recording in each individual TV network's booths, and there was $100,000 of equipment, and they would record onto magnetic tape, and the edits were done literally with razor blades and scotch tape. Those days are gone, right? You don't need $100,000, or you don't even need $10,000 any longer to have broadcast quality audio coming from your home. I think that with a $300 mic and a $300 preamp and a decent piece of software and your laptop and some acoustic treatment, under $1,000, under $2,000 certainly, that people can be doing broadcast quality work. The other thing to keep in mind is geography doesn't matter anymore. Because, again, you don't need to be in Los Angeles or in New York or even Toronto in order to be able to fully participate in this business, because technology now allows for you to be in Des Moines or in, you know, Butte, Montana, and still be successful in this business. That has completely turned the business upside down, which has upset a lot of the traditional actors. Like it used to be 25 years ago, there was certainly under 1,000 folks, men and women, primarily in Los Angeles and New York, that did the lion's share of voiceover. Not the case anymore. Now there's probably 15 or 20,000 people that are making at least a part-time living as a voice actor, and they are geographically spread everywhere.
So before we close up the podcast, do you have any last words of wisdom that you want to share with our listeners, from beginners to veterans and everyone else in between?
I guess two things. First of all, getting into this business because your friends and your family have always told you, you've got a really nice voice, isn't going to lead to ultimate success. The industry requires people with all types of voices. Some of them the kind of, you know, traditional announcer voice, and you know, that we would normally think of people as having nice voices. And there's a role for that, for sure. But the current fashion in voiceover is ordinary folks. Just sound like you're just talking to me. Don't announce to me. And that is something that it's important that voice actors realize, that it's not about the tool, although the tool is important, your voice is important, but it's much more about your acting ability. So it's not enough to be a great announcer, you have to be an actor. And that is something that many brand new voice actors don't fully comprehend, don't fully get. And the second thing, I think, is that there is no overnight success in the voiceover business. the homeless, you know, Ted, the homeless guy who became the voiceover guy for, I think it was KFC. He ended up doing voiceover for. I think it's important that people recognize the guy before he fell on hard times had been a successful radio announcer for many years. Like this, there's no overnight success. It takes persistence. I wouldn't quit your day job to go and become a full-time voice actor. I love Malcolm Gladwell, who's an author who writes business books. He talks about the fact that it really requires 10,000 hours to become a real expert at anything. It took Wayne Gretzky 10,000 hours in his teens of playing hockey before he became the great one. It took Bill Gates 10,000 hours before he became a powerhouse and founded Microsoft. I'm not saying that it's going to take 10,000 hours for anyone to become, make a living at voice acting, but don't expect it to happen overnight.
Well, thank you so much, Graham, for sharing your words of wisdom with the audience for VoiceOver Experts podcast. For more information on Edge Studio, you can visit their website at edgestudio.com. And we do welcome you to keep in touch with voices.com. You can like us on our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, watch many tutorial videos on our YouTube channel, and also partake in the discussions going on in our LinkedIn group. So a big thank you to Graham Spicer today and to everyone at Edge Studio.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about the special guest featured in this Voices.com podcast, visit the VoiceOver Experts show notes at podcasts.voices.com/voiceoverexperts. Remember to stay subscribed. If you're a first-time listener, you can subscribe for free to this podcast in the Apple iTunes podcast directory or by visiting podcasts.voices.com. To start your voiceover career online, go to voices.com and register for Voice Talent membership today. This has been a voices.com production.